Welcome to the Independent RX Forum with Pharmacy Times and the National Community Pharmacists Association, the leading advocate and business education resource for America's independent pharmacists.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Independent RX Forum. My name is Jack Mosville, in case you've forgotten. I've guest hosted the podcast a couple of times before. I run the communications program for NCPA, and I am really happy to be joined today by Carly Traylor, who is our Director of Strategic Initiatives and Student Affairs, and special guest Whitney Brace, who's a pharmacist, a member, and a one-time participant in our annual student business plan competition, which we have at convention every year. So we're really excited to have Carly and Whitney join us today. Welcome, ladies. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks, Jack.
Well, Carly, so annual convention is coming up, the NCPA annual convention. It begins on October 1st and it goes through the 4th. And for the listeners out there, if you haven't registered, please do it soon because the hotel rooms are getting snapped up and you're going to be outside looking in if you don't do it. So go to our website, ncpa.org, and the first thing you will see is the convention registration page. Make sure you go to that. But anyway, Carly, enough of the pitch. The convention is, of course, of great education, lots of fun, but one of the highlights really is the student business plan competition. I got to see it last year, you know, for the first time. And it was really a terrific program. The student teams were, I thought, outstanding, and it wasn't a layup for them. I mean, they were grilled by these judges. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the program? You know, when did it start? How did it start? Why did it start? And where are we now with it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd love to share that. So this program started 19 years ago. So we're about to have our 19th competition at this convention. And it was started by our CEO, Doug Hoy. When he was in student affairs, he wanted something that would help to train our, you know, entrepreneurs of tomorrow. So really excited to have Brittany here, or Whitney here, because she's that, you know, perfect example of why we started this competition. So all teams, all schools are eligible. You just have to have an active NCPA chapter. So that's 16 members or more. And so each team can submit a plan. They get graded by volunteer graders. They submit in May. We find out top 10 after the scoring is in, and we announce that at the AACP summer meeting in July. And then our top three teams, to what you were sharing earlier, do a live competition. So they actually do a pitch, a business pitch, to a panel of judges. So it's very Shark Tank-esque. Yep. And what's exciting is that a lot of our pharmacists know about the competition. They come every year to hear, okay, what's the newest thing that's happening in business, and hearing from these, you know, these young pharmacy students.
One of the things I noticed last year was how lots of veteran pharmacists, people who have been running their own businesses for a long time, were taking notes as they were listening to these kids present their business plans, because these kids were bringing some things that maybe some of the folks who've been in business for a while hadn't thought of yet. It was pretty interesting.
Absolutely.
Who are the three finalists this year?
So this year we've got University of Arkansas Medical Sciences, University of South Carolina, and University of Georgia.
Wow. So Whitney, you participated in this program. Tell us a little bit about what was your impression of the competition itself? And, you know, did anything about the competition stay with you in your business life?
Okay. So the competition itself was a really, really good experience when I was a student participating in it. Our college did not have a very heavy curriculum on the business side of pharmacy. So as somebody who knew I wanted to go into independent pharmacy from day one, whether it be starting off as a staff pharmacist or as an owner, knew that I definitely wanted to and needed to learn more about kind of the business side and the financials. I'm fortunate that I worked for an owner who was very open about that part of the business anyway. But it was really good to see, okay, where is your actual break-even point? How much does it actually cost to start a new business, to bring in new products, new services? A lot of the stuff that's completely opposite from dispensing, that as independent owners, we really have to be both. You can't just do the dispensing, that you do have to be able to run the business in order to be successful. Going back, I opened a store from scratch in 2015, so about 4 years after I graduated, and being a part of the business plan competition was immensely valuable. So it was nice having already been exposed to those items and knowing what they were talking about, what they were asking for. That definitely took a little bit of the pressure off of, hey, I'm starting a business from scratch, a brand new pharmacy. This VA underwriter is asking for all this paperwork. Okay, I've got this. I know what this is. I can do this. I've done these calculations before. I know how to come up with them, how to come up with the business plan. And that just took a lot of the pressure off of starting a pharmacy from scratch.
Wow. So when you were dealing with the bank loan officers, mm-hmm. you were drawing on the experience that you developed in the process of competing for the NCPA student business plan competition. That's
absolutely.
Real. Hey, I forgot to ask you, and our members, our listeners might want to know, where are you in the world?
So I'm in Liberty Hill, Texas, a small town just outside of Austin. We're a very, very quickly growing semi-rural community that we're right kind of on the edge of. We're not super, super rural, like I know a lot of members are, but we're also not in the middle of a big city either. So we kind of have a little of both.
So as Carly just said, we have three teams. You can bet they're going to be listening to this podcast. You have some insight on how to navigate this competition. Do you have any advice for the finalists right now? What would you do if you were in their shoes?
I would suggest, and I'm sure they are, especially if they've made the top three, I'm sure their business plans are amazing and they know all of their stuff really, really well. But be prepared, every single person on the team, to be able to answer any one of the financial questions that you know they're going to ask. Even if one person focused more on coming up with the financials, any person on that team needs to be able to answer and answer why and how do they come up with that number. I would also definitely suggest kind of be prepared for, okay, what makes this business plan unique? What makes this one special? When I was grading last year, one of the business plans I graded was actually a non-dispensing pharmacy, which is something that as a dispensing pharmacist, I hadn't really thought about. Okay, how do you have a pharmacy that doesn't dispense? And they were doing clinical services, doing NTNs, doing a lot of the cognitive services that we as PharmDs offer. So it's really interesting seeing some of the different ideas and new ideas that the student teams are coming up with on different ways that you don't have to be a traditional pharmacy to be a successful pharmacy.
Wow. Carly, do you notice, based on your involvement in the program and having worked with teams of students over the years, do you notice any difference in the way the current generation of students view pharmacy as opposed to how some of the folks who might have gone through in an earlier era view pharmacy? Is there a difference in the way they're seeing things?
Yeah. So I graduated from pharmacy school in 2014 and did my residency at UNC Chapel Hill, where I got to see CPSN really grow from its infancy. And so what I love is that I'm starting to hear those terms that I learned as a resident very ubiquitous with our pharmacy students. So I was so impressed with our winning team last year, University of Arkansas. They shared this term of, you know, clinical service desert, right? Like, so we've heard of pharmacy deserts, but this was a clinical service desert. So right. Like, to Whitney's point, those cognitive services just weren't available in that area that they were wanting to start their pharmacy. And so really, identifying that was so exciting to have that be kind of a centerpiece of their business plan proposal.
So let's assume these three teams are going to show up, right? They're going to compete their hearts out. One of them's going to win. What do they win? What do you get for being the best team, you know, for the business plan?
Yeah. So we're very fortunate. We have some incredible supporters, Good Neighbor Pharmacy, NCPA Foundation, Pharmacist Mutual Insurance Company, and NCPA all provide into that kind of endowment for the prizes.
So those are our sponsors for the program, right?
Those are our sponsors.
Generous, supporters for this?
Yeah, and so there's three cash prizes for the winning teams. So the first place or the champion, they'll get $3,000 sent to their chapter, and then there's $3,000 donated to their school in the name of their dean.
Mm-hmm.
And then for second or first runner up, we've got $2,000 to the chapter, $2,000 to the school. And then for second runner up, we've got $1,000 to the chapter and $1,000 to the school.
And they also, of course, they get to fly out to Kansas City.
We
take care of that, right? And I think they pop up someplace else on the calendar, don't they?
They do, yeah. So our winning team actually gets a really coveted ticket to our multiple locations conference that we have in
Florida. Some swanky resort someplace, yeah.
Yeah, so they get a second trip out of that if they win.
In the middle of winter. Yeah, that's a pretty good incentive. Maybe I'll submit a plan next year. I'd like to go to that. Well, this was really terrific. The NCPA annual convention this year, October 1 through 4. I think, Carly, the business plan competition is on the first, right?
Yes, it's the first day of the convention on Saturday, and it's in the afternoon, and then we'll announce the winner during the opening session the following day.
And it's weird. It's a live contest. We have like a kind of a studio audience. You know, people who come in to view the contest. It lasts a couple hours, and it's really quite rigorous. Whitney, when you competed, do you still keep in touch with your teammates? Do you share ideas, you know, even now? Or and actually, did your teammates end up, you know, in independent pharmacy as you did?
So I competed with the same three, I guess, teammates for a couple of years, and we've kept in touch. They have not ended up in independent pharmacy, although I know at least one of them is trying to work into that direction. But we do still definitely keep in touch, kind of bounce ideas back and forth across each other. And I would definitely encourage any students or chapters that are thinking about doing the business plan competition, even if you don't make the top 10 or the top 3, it's still extremely worthwhile. Like, you will absolutely gain knowledge that even if you end up at pharmacy manager, not at your own store, it's information that you'll use, and it's definitely a great, great, worth experience.
Carly, do you want to tell us a little bit about the rest of the student affairs program that we have at NCPA? A lot of folks might not know much about that.
Absolutely. So we do student programming all day on Saturday and Sunday. So we're really focused on what are topics that are most, you know, impactful for students. And we have our student leadership council. We've got 16 leaders across the country that represent our student pharmacists with the organization. And so our president is the one that kind of plans out everything. So we're going to have a keynote speaker who's actually also been a part of the business plan competition in the past and on staff. So they'll be staring, and we'll have some workshops where students can get feedback on CVs and activities within their school. So really exciting.
Well, this has been wonderful. It's going to be very exciting to see the competition live. Folks, if you haven't registered yet for convention, and you want to come and cheer on these students as they compete for the best business plan, please do it. It's really worth your time, and it's one of the great, you know, diversions that we have during the convention. It's a lot of fun, and it's a break from some of the rigorous education that you'll be getting there as well. Whitney, thanks so much for joining us today. Carly, thank you guys. We really appreciate it, and we hope we can see as many of you as possible in Kansas City in October. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.